Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
All right, so what have the politicians done for you exactly? That's kind of one of our topics from the last hour that we brought, or was brought up essentially by the callers who were just sort of on one side the worshiping the Republicans, on another side worshiping the Democrats, and never seeing the fact that they all do basically the same exact thing with minor tweakable differences between them. So you brought up, for instance, Mark, that Biden has promised he will raise the capital gains tax as much as anybody since Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
And so
there's one little bad idea for a lot of reasons, but yeah. You know, it's basically fair game to go after rich people because nobody is.
Well, because rich people are a minority, and politicians want to pander to large numbers of people, so it's unpopular in a lot of places to be rich, even though rich people are responsible for creating all kinds of jobs and opportunities.
Rich people generally don't do anything to you. It's politicians who do things to you.
That's right.
Sort of in aggregate, all of them together, acting as the state, they're the ones who do things.
And the fact is, if you run all the rich people out by destroying their opportunities and taking away their businesses from them, they'll go away.
Yep, there's all kinds of tax havens out there, and they'll just go to them.
So you can bring up whatever you want here, 855-450-FREE. And then we're talking about lawyers, and Amber is on the line. She's in Tallahassee, Florida, listening to WVFT. She says she's in law school right now. She's planning on being an immigration attorney. And so thank you, Amber, for sticking with us here. Are you still with us? Oh, do we still have Amber? She was still on the line. Amber? Amber going once.
Amber
going twice. Oh, no. What's going on there? Let's see. Maybe she's going to come back there. We'll give her one more shot. Alex, are you with us? Maybe there's something wrong with the phones. Alex? Yeah, I think the board op maybe forgot to turn up the phone potentiometer, as they say. So we'll try back with our callers here in just a moment. I imagine there's some technical difficulty. So to bring you up to speed, the first story we started with was American Airlines and Southwest Airlines are going to, as of like next week, start prohibiting anyone with a medical condition that prevents mask usage, that they will no longer be allowed to fly on those airlines. They will need to find alternative travel arrangements. The changes come on the heels, according to CNBC.com, of the new face covering announcements by other U.S. airlines earlier this week. Monday, Delta Airlines stated passengers who want to avoid wearing masks due to a medical condition must complete a clearance to fly virtual consultation with a medical professional before flying. The process for the, quote, rare exemption, unquote, could take up to an hour and is required for each trip. So I guess they're going to make you call one of their doctors before.
Sounds like they got doctors for
okay,
it.
Okay. Help me out here, guys. This is a prediction of sorts, but it's one that I think the three of us can probably accurately predict, right? So first, masks are sort of recommended. Now they're being mandated, right?
Yep.
They're being turned into...
It's a misdemeanor now in Indiana.
Misdemeanor in Indiana, right? We're seeing these businesses saying, okay, mask or no flight, right? That will expand, of course. How long until, you have to wear a specific type of mask that's licensed by, you know, some federal alphabet agency, right? How long until that turns into, well, not only do you have to have the mask, but you also have to have these rounds of vaccines before you can fly, et cetera, and so on.
Mm.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah. That's definitely somewhere
pretty
I think
soon there will
think
be a mandate of medical procedures that you must abide by. Yeah, that sounds accurate. Sure.
That's horrifying. Actually, I know. It's not a future that I am looking forward to. And unfortunately, it does seem to be like it's on the horizon.
Sure doesn't sound like freedom to me.
No, it is not even close. We go and continue here with this story. So you've got to jump through their medical procedure, which I presume is going to be the doctor on a remote call, because they're not going to have, like, the doctor in the back room there to pull him out.
I wouldn't think so.
So you'll probably have to call or do some sort of video conference, and then I'm going to guess the doctor will say things like, have you been experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, including blah, 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 whatever the
hell.
Well,
they're going to want to know what it is that you, what medical.
They can't ask you that
right now.
I would think that they could if they're like, you know, you've got to consult with our medical professional, and then the medical professional.
If it's a doctor, then they can ask you that, as long as it's like you consenting to it kind of thing. Is that the idea?
That
does seem like a real workaround, doesn't it? Because, like, they wouldn't be able to have the guy at the ticketing counter ask you those questions.
No.
So that's why they're having a doctor do it.
They'll rewrite the mandate and put all that stuff in. It's just a matter of time.
2 days later, United Airlines, so that was Delta with the, you got to see a doctor to get on the plane if you want to do a medical exemption. 2 days later, United Airlines announced that face coverings are not only required on flights.
They will be stapled to your mouth.
Throughout 360 airports where the airline operates around the world. The U.S. airline industry was slow to adopt mandatory mask requirements for passengers at the outset of the coronavirus
pandemic. Are people catching coronavirus on airplanes?
How would you know?
Yeah, how would anybody know?
I think we'd be able to figure that out.
How?
Well, you'd find out where people were. I mean,
they have all these contact tracers running around. Aren't they tracing something?
I guess if the only thing you've done besides sit in your home has been get on an airplane over a 2 or 3 week time frame, then maybe you could narrow it down to the flight. Maybe.
If they found 30 or 40 people who got the COVIDs that all had they were on the same flight, that's kind of how you figure these things out.
That makes me wonder, where is all this contact tracing data that these contact tracers have been accumulating?
Yeah, who knows what they're doing with that information. Also, I would say this, is a friend of mine got the COVIDs, and within 10 days he took a flight. So, you know, he was cleared by the organization is, CDC. They looked at the rules, and yep, it's fine, so he hadn't been symptomatic in such and such a period, so it was okay. So, yeah, I mean, apparently you can be sick with the COVIDs and then 10 days later fly.
According to this story here, and this is CNBC reporting, that the U.S. airline industry, again, slow to adopt. In response, some airlines began banning non-compliant passengers from future travel, which didn't help fellow passengers who had to endure barefaced seatmates for hours in the air.
Oh, the horror of sitting next to somebody looking normal.
And from documenting their discontent online. When airlines started clamping down.
That's really what the issue is that it's people who are documenting their discontent online.
Yeah. On face covering requirements, passengers simply threw out the veritable mask trump card, claiming a medical condition. Due to privacy regulations like HIPAA, flyers only needed to say a medical problem without any proof precluded them from having to cover their faces. But that's not any longer going to work with Southwest or American Airlines. So which medical conditions make wearing a mask difficult or dangerous? Doctors say this is largely an illegitimate excuse. Even people with asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease are advised to wear masks in public, say these doctors. So these supposed experts are claiming that it's all BS. Everybody just needs to mask up. Shut up. Mask up. Do what you're told, America.
I'll tell you one medical condition that influences it. Stupidity.
I like the idea of everybody on the plane wearing masks. It makes me happy.
Well, I mean, don't all the airplanes already have masks? Can't they just drop them from the ceiling and boom, everybody's wearing one?
Make sure you help yourself before you help the kid next to you.
The infant.
Right. As nearly two-thirds...
Do not give the infant oxygen.
Ironically, that's my rule with whiskey, too, is help myself before the infant. So.
Nearly two-thirds of U.S. states and an ever-growing list of retailers now require face covering. So almost two-thirds of states. Airlines are instituting the strictest mask measures to date, which some say is a little too late.
Okay. So I've had some people react to some of the things that I've said, you know, not things I've said on the air, but also online or whatever, and all the stuff coming from the left, this question comes up. Well, why the masks? What's the big deal with the masks? Well, because this is just the first step in a much greater thing that is about to occur. And if we don't
terrible.
Yeah. If we don't stop it at the masks, it's just going to continue to increase and become a worse tyranny, and people apparently are too dumb to see it.
And they're welcoming it. 855-450-FREE. You can weigh in here. It's Free Talk Live.
From news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in. in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got more on the insane mask madness crackdowns that continue. We mentioned that in Indiana, it's now a misdemeanor, apparently, to have a mask on. Class B, meaning you can go to jail for 6 months. In that particular case, I think up to a $1,000 fine as well. In that case, we talked earlier about how Miami has created a mask enforcement division in their police department with 39 officers whose key job it is to go around and
mask
tell you.
Mask patrol.
Yeah, to tell you what you need to wear. That's what it's come to.
So, in Aikido, the idea is that you use your opponent's force against them. And this comes up over and over in martial arts, whether it's Eastern or Western or whatever
right,
it is.
The redirection of energy, right? Yeah.
Right. It's, you know, it's just a heck of a lot easier to use their energy to get them into a spot rather than to stop, arrest their energy.
It takes a lot more effort.
Yeah. So what I would ask is, what do you like about the new normal? Like, what's good about it? Because I can come up with a few things. For one,
well, we know you like the masks because you don't want cameras to recognize you.
Right. I like masks generally because I don't like people spitting on me when they talk, or plenty of people are bad with hygiene and all kinds of stuff. I've got hygiene issues.
Would you call yourself a germaphobe?
I wouldn't, okay. But I think that's too harsh, but, yeah. You know, nonetheless.
He's a clean person.
Clean freak? Would you call yourself a clean freak?
I don't clean up. I'm not tidy.
Mm-hmm.
So
you just don't like people.
I don't. Yeah. They're dirty, dirty primates.
Yeah.
So I would also say that, hey, look, this might be our best time to get rid of government school. Because
it won't work.
The government school teachers are actually fighting to not go back to work.
Yeah, they want to work from home.
Fine.
Yeah.
Well, once they're at home, then you have parents at home. Once parents mm-hmm. at home, they get to see what school actually is, because I was unimpressed by school at home, frankly.
I'd be willing to bet many parents were, right, when suddenly their kids had to be doing, like, Zoom sessions or whatever.
And, yeah, I absolutely.
But that doesn't have to do with the mask. You're just talking about generally. What are some of the benefits?
Well, you said the new norm.
Okay,
right. I'm saying, yeah. So, you know, what is it about, you know, whatever's going on now that we can use that energy mm-hmm. to achieve what it is that we want, rather than we're going to fight. Oh my God, the airlines and their masks. I mean, why not take the energy that's going on here, direct it towards more freedom in whatever way?
How are you
going
to do that? Start your own airline.
As far as that goes, I say you just don't travel if you don't want to travel.
Well, it's not that I don't want to travel necessarily. It's just that I don't want to live in this insane world.
So it was for a minute that the whole mask thing of the support was, at least near as I could tell, coming from the left. Right, or at least a majority of the support was coming that way.
I know good Republicans who will not stand within 10 feet of me.
I had some hope that whenever what's his name, Jerome's favorite guy, President Trump, whenever he said wearing a mask is patriotic and decided to start wearing a mask when he was out and about, I had hoped that support for wearing the mask would severely drop at that point because
Trump is in favor of
right.
So therefore, people would go against what he said.
Correct. That doesn't seem to be happening.
No, it's for the liberals are all with Trump stuff. It's just too little, too late.
Sure.
I mean, he shut down the borders, and you know, no Democrat would have. But it was still too late.
Let's go to the phones here. Alex is in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Go ahead, Alex.
Thank you. Well, hopefully Amber calls back. You know,
we lost her.
Hear what she has to say.
Yeah. Go ahead though.
And okay, I'll go quickly. First of all, did you ever see the movie The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, it was pretty entertaining.
Regardless, there's one point. Well, quickly, he goes to Swiss trying to smuggle some money in to the Swiss guy. He says, "Well, you know, first of all, we have to have a little small talk before we get right to the point, right?"
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "You can't talk about out of business," and that's how I am as a South Carolinian, a Charlestonian. But I'm not living in Charleston, I live in Charleston, but we'll have a little small talk first, you know, and I think that's a big problem, right, as we get right to the point. I know a lot of radio shows do that, right, point. But I'm going to go quickly. First of all, I was out with my cat walks on the beach, the Garden City Beach Pier, in Garden City, South Carolina. And then I'm back here at my house. Beautiful. I don't want too many people move down here. I'm loving it. But a lot of people down living in it, but love it. Beautiful weather. And
What were you calling about? I don't want small talk.
Okay, you got it. Okay, I'm calling about Donald Trump. And I got you don't like small talk.
First of all, we're doing a radio show, man. We don't have time to talk about the weather and you walking your cat, which is pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty cool that you have a cat you can walk. But,
yeah, I mean, I suppose it just takes training.
Yeah,
when they're young.
Okay, I get it. I get the way you are. Okay, so let's go. Okay, first of all, Jerome is a dirtbag. Okay, I've known him for 20 years.
You've known him?
I think the fact that he calls that. Donald Trump was smiling, laughing when planes were, you know, went to the World Trade Center.
No, that's not what he said. He said Donald Trump said that all the Muslims were, you know, doing a jig because the planes went into the, you know, the World Trade Center, which I suspect isn't so. But, you know, I'm not surprised at the hyperbole.
Okay, right. That's fine. Okay. But two things about politics. What am I talking about? Lawyers. You're right. Lawyers should not be involved. My father was a lawyer. And let me tell you what. What do they call 1,000 lawyers in the bottom of the ocean?
An improvement start.
My father was a lawyer, and when I went to college, I read a book called Double Billing, and this guy was talking about how lawyers, well, if you're in the shower thinking about a case, You bill them. And it's really tedious, terrible work. And I will completely agree, lawyers, they do a useful job as far as, like, you know, drawing up contracts and doing things. But it's gotten out of control. I'm with you there, Alex.
People are not fans of attorneys. Now, I'm not saying they're all bad. There's some of them out there that are decent.
I wouldn't say that either. But what the suggestion on the air was that what if, just what if, because we know we have a lawyer industrial complex in this country.
Yes, we do.
Vast majority of people who are in the U.S. Senate and House, and then think about all the other capitals, the 50 states and the territories and all that stuff. You know, all lawyers and abogados and whatever they are. If you just, you know, what would happen if for one decade we just simply said no lawyers can run for office in this country? What would happen? And I don't know what would happen, but I'd be curious to find out what the results were.
Well, I'll tell you, other power seekers, and thank you, Alex, for the call. I appreciate it. Other power seekers would definitely go for those seats, no doubt about it. It would still attract a bad egg, essentially, but at least they wouldn't be attorneys, so they wouldn't know what they were doing as far as, like, writing the laws were concerned. They might make some more mistakes.
I think there'd be a lot of attorneys crying.
That's true.
I think we'd do better off with a random selection for the seats, frankly.
I think we'd be better off if you abolish the state. Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's 855, and by that I mean all states, including the federal government. 855-450-3733. But people aren't ready for that yet. They want to be told what to do. They want to be told how to dress, what to wear, put on their face, etc. This is Free Talk Live. Where does it end?
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. Dinovite.com. I said to John, I'm getting them. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we have a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two hurricanes are headed for the United States, one in Texas and one in Hawaii. Preparations are underway in the Lone Star State as Hurricane Hanna heads towards the coast. dangerous storm surges are now pounding the coastline. Up to a foot of rainfall can be expected from the Category 1 storm. In the Pacific, the Hawaiian Islands are being threatened by Hurricane Douglas. It's expected to make landfall sometime early Sunday morning on the island of Maui. Forecasters say it's either going to be a Category 1 hurricane or possibly a tropical storm. Governor David Ige.
It is a powerful storm that is forecasted to affect the islands significantly.
Hurricane Douglas was initially classified as a Category 3 hurricane. This is USA Radio News. An iconic TV host has passed away. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
We have no idea where we're going, who we are, where we've been.
Regis, one of us.
Regis Philbin, a legendary television host best known for the morning show Live with Regis and Kathy Lee and the widely popular game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, has died. He was 88. His family said, "We are grateful for the time we got to spend with him, for his warmth, his legendary sense of humor, and his singular ability to make every day into something worth talking about." And on Instagram, Kelly Ripa, Regis's longtime daytime co-host, responded by saying, "We are beyond saddened to learn about the loss of Regis Philbin. We send our deepest love and condolences to his family and hope they can find some comfort knowing he left the world a better place." Philbin held the Guinness World Record for most hours on camera on U.S. television with more than 16,700 hours over the course of his career. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you got to do is dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you in the studio. It's Ian.
L, Captain Kickass.
And Mark. Since mid-March to now, Divi, the new, easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, has increased in value by over 10 times, and it's likely due to the beta release of their new wallet app and perhaps some promotion here on Free Talk Live and elsewhere. Nothing is stopping Divi from increasing exponentially. Again, in fact, that's their goal. They jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. How much more will they jump when it's fully released? I don't know, but Free Talk Live's pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago, and you can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They have a lottery for stakers, too. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. When will you answer? DiviProject.org.
All right, we continue. Your calls, your thoughts, they're welcome about what you want. And then we can give you some more insane mask news, like the Miami mayor who's asking families to wear face masks inside their own homes. Yeah, that's real now.
In your house.
Yeah. Let's go on, though. He's Mike in Milford, Delaware. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Mike, and I'm an American.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I love this great country, and it is the best country to ever exist as far as countries have existed. And to hear you guys talk every week so badly about her, it makes me sick. You guys don't appreciate nothing.
Is there a difference in your mind between the country and the government?
The government is what keeps you safe in this country. So people
you don't actually believe that, do you?
I actually do, because if it wasn't for the United States military, you guys would be hiding under your bed crying like little girls.
From who? The Canadians?
It's so immature to hear
from
you guys
who?
Talk
who are we
going to
be hiding from?
Like
yeah, who's
going to
invade us, Mike?
Done so bad to you.
Mike, who are we going to be hiding from? You said we're going to be hiding if the military wasn't around. From who?
Know.
The Mexicans? Canadians?
Terrible, please. Answer my question. I'm going free talk. Let me talk.
I wouldn't claim that this is a terrible place. Terrible, please don't mischaracterize my statements. I wouldn't say
what's
that.
What's so terrible about the United States that all 50 states need to be abolished? Let
okay.
me know that. Answer that.
Well, what Ian was talking about is abolishing the concept of forced rule through monopoly, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, for the last 9,000 years, every state has treated you and me and people like us like their property. If
really,
I travel outside, let me finish my statement.
Sir.
If I travel outside of the United States and I earn money, please pause
on hold.
If I walk outside of the United States and I earn money, the United States government, in the form of the IRS, will demand money from me.
Yep.
As if they own me. I could live for 40 years outside the United States, and there are people who do it, and they will claim a portion of my wages because they say, you're a citizen. Now, there's not many countries that do that, but the United States certainly does. So there you go. There's a lob. I lob something over the fence to you. Go ahead.
Well, there's some pros and cons. I'm blind, and the United States government provides me with $1,200 cash to pay my rent and my electric. They provide me with $300 in food stamps every single month so I can eat. There are kids in this world right now as we speak who haven't had a meal in over a week. You guys are
not
so
in this country.
No, not in this country. No, there's
yeah,
not in this country.
There's a bunch of fat kids in this country.
It's a total lie because their parents are neglecting them. Don't give me that nonsense that this country doesn't feed its own people.
I didn't say that.
Feeding me. Oh, so why did you say not in this country? What are you talking about?
I said not in this country are kids starving because they're fat in this country.
No, exactly. We're overwhelmed with blessing, and it seems like everybody...
That doesn't have to do with the government.
Well, it has a lot to do with the government.
No, it
doesn't.
You
could be under a socialist tyrant government.
It would be worse,
really
no doubt.
You.
Socialism would be worse than what we currently have, but we currently have a lot of socialist programs here in the United States, and it's really bad.
So
they really steal money from people. Is it okay to steal money from your neighbors because you're blind?
Pack up your bags and go somewhere that's
hey,
better.
Mike,
if you
is it okay? No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
No.
If you don't like it, leave.
That doesn't work like that.
Like
it doesn't work like that.
You
have to beg for permission. Have you ever tried it? Have you ever tried it? Do you know what you're talking about, or are you just spouting off a thing that you heard sometime?
If you don't like it, you're more than welcome.
Have you ever tried it, or are you just spouting a thing you keep hearing from people? Have you ever tried to leave?
Yes, no, why would I want to leave this country?
Okay, then. Well, then you don't know what you're talking about. You cannot leave the United States unless you have permission to leave. It's like they own you. It's like you have to beg your massa to leave the plantation and go to somebody else's plantation. That's what it's like.
What they've done in the form of the State Department is that they've put pressure on the countries for the last 100 years or so to create this system called passports, right? So you got to pay for a passport. And then it's not that you can't leave the United States without a passport. It's you can't get into another country without one. And this is all the sort of the big...
I don't think you're going to be able to leave without a passport. You've got to show it to leave.
Yeah, you can. You can
really?
Yeah.
How? Because usually you've got to show it to the airlines.
Take a boat.
Okay, take a boat.
Yeah.
Your own boat?
It's possible to leave the country without a passport.
Sure, I'll give you
that's
that.
That's all I'm saying is...
It's not easy.
You know, it isn't easy. But if you want to leave the country in the form of they don't demand my money anymore, because like I said, you could live in another country for 40 years, and they will demand that you put a tax form in, if not pay, depending
on
how
much
you make.
Or you have to abolish your or renounce your citizenship.
You renounce your citizenship.
Which is a costly
fee. And then they demand half of what you own.
Is it half? Wow.
That is what I've been told.
I just want to address the caller's bit about if you don't like it, leave. Like, mm-hmm. We keep hearing this, and it's one of these rote things that somebody spread around, and it's their gut knee-jerk mm-hmm. reaction. We were talking about this actually during one of the breaks today. There is no place on planet Earth, there is no piece of land on planet Earth that is not claimed by a government. So there is no place for a person to go if they don't like government. Mm. Government, by definition, is rule by monopoly of force. Now, the United States of America may have had good intentions with things like the Constitution, which effectively are just words on paper. The idea was that this Constitution was supposed to limit government.
How'd that work out?
As small as possible. Well, let's fast forward 200 years, and we are the largest empire of all time in all of history across the entire planet.
There's a good argument for that.
Yeah. Now, that's so. It doesn't generally negatively affect the American citizens, right? Like, it's true that the United States is probably...
Yeah, it does. When the U.S. military members get destroyed, their lives torn apart, their legs, blown off, or whatever it is that happens to them, that absolutely affects Americans.
For a pittance.
We've still got one veteran an hour, thereabouts, 23 a day.
Suicides.
Suicides.
Yeah.
How does that affect their families? That affects them.
A veteran will kill themselves every single hour.
Thanks, Mike, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's Nathan in Virginia, listening to WLNI in Lynchburg on FM. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey guys, just to finish up what you're talking about over there, you can always sell your passport once you use it to get somewhere, and then get another one for a tenth of the price.
What do you mean?
Anyways.
Sell your passport and get another one?
Yeah, there's black markets and
things. Tell me about
this
scam. I have no idea.
Anyways, let's go to what I want to talk about, and that is...
Well, wait, how do you get another passport for a tenth of the price? I'd want to know more about this.
You have to go to a foreign consulate. And you have to tell them you lost your passport, and then you request for a new one.
You mean you're getting another U.S. passport?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you have to pay for it, too. Even at
What's the point of that?
Well, I would presume
because
that it's...
you make a lot of money. You make a lot of money instead of a tenth of the price.
Right, so... Let's say I go to Hong Kong. I think he's gone to something here. I go to Hong Kong, right? I got my passport. Uh-huh. I find some guy who
that looks like you and sells
me
a passport.
He cuts out my picture and sticks
his
in.
Thank you, sir. Yes, there you go.
Okay. Well, I guess you can do that if that's what you
want
to do.
I wanted to talk about something else, damn it.
Okay, well, hang on. We'll bring you back here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know if it's... I mean, you're probably better off just getting a fake passport.
This is not a recommendation.
Through other means. Or get a real passport from some other means. Like, go get one from Liberland. That would work. Or the World Service Authority. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing Turbo Boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to Turbo Boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial in toll free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
I want you to know about liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then liberty.menu is for you. It is part of the Liberty community to allow you to list the things you do, like events you might be coordinating, digital content that you might be the creator of, and a business that you might own, in which case you could bring new customers in, perhaps, if you put your stuff that you do on liberty.menu, and it's free to do it, so head on over there and list the things you do right now at liberty.menu. Well, unless you're driving, you should wait till you get home and
it's better
do that
way.
Later. Liberty.menu will be there when you're ready. All right, we continue with more of your calls, your thoughts. We've got Nathan back here with us. You're back on Free Talk Live. You had something else you wanted to talk about. Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you guys, just to encourage everybody out there and you guys too, that Donald Trump definitely has November. There's going to be problems with the George Soros Democratic-funded domestic terror agencies till then, and maybe even after then, even more so. But for the first time, we're going to actually see federal agents in states that they're not welcome soon coming to a theater near you where they're going to be killing American citizens. Like something that we saw back in the 60s.
That's not very encouraging.
Kent State University. Well, I'm not trying to be encouraging, but here's the thing. The more that Antifa and Black Lives Matter act up, and the more that they're doing this, it increases the chances of Donald Trump being reelected. Because I hate to tell you guys this, but in our society, most people just want to go to work, take care of their kids.
Yep. Yep.
Eat food, and
they sure
go home.
Do.
Yeah, I see your point.
They don't want to see their businesses burned down. They don't want to see the rioting, all this, even liberal Democrats, as liberal as you can get, will be voting for Trump in November. A lot of them, not most of them, not the majority, but I would say 30% of them.
He doesn't need many. The 30% of Americans would vote for Stalin if he was a Democrat and Hitler if he was a Republican. It wouldn't make the least bit of difference. It's those people in the middle that really make a difference. And that's why I don't listen to the partisans when they, you know, start banging their drums. I do think Trump is, he's an odd kind of politician. He's drawn them from both sides.
Well, he's not a politician. You know that, right?
He is now.
By definition, he's a politician.
He's a reality TV show actor.
Thank you. Exactly. He's a Democrat for 30 years. He went to Clinton's wedding.
That's true.
He supported the Clintons, gave $30 million to the Clintons. He was a big-time Democrat. The Democrat Party didn't want him. They considered him a reject.
So your prediction is that liberals are going to switch sides and vote for Trump because they're frustrated with the protesters or the rioters?
I believe that they're not frustrated with it. It makes them sick to the stomach when they see these things. And I think they just want it to go away. Forget the coronavirus. Forget the mask. We'll do whatever we need to do to survive. But we don't want to see that. That's not something that the majority of people, I will say, in America would say, oh, I'm glad that that's happening. I'm glad to see them burning down black businesses and black neighborhoods and supporting Black Lives Matter. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know how many of the people who are burning the businesses down are supporting Black Lives Matter. I think that the protest events, I mean, some of them probably do, but the protest events seem to have attracted an array of participants. So you've got, on one hand, peaceful protesters who are coming out to be heard and be seen, and then you've got these other provocateurs who are out there setting storefronts on fire,
but
destroying property.
I mean,
Do you notice the difference between the peaceful protesters who have every right under our own laws to go out there and come together and peacefully protest?
Mm-hmm.
That happens during the day. When the poop hits the fan is always at night with the rioting and the looting.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, certainly it does happen more often under the cover of darkness.
Yes, but there's some obvious looting going on in the day. I've seen them.
I've seen
it happen.
I've seen it too. And I've seen video that suggests it's actually the cops in some cases who started some of the rioting by smashing the AutoZone up down in Minneapolis.
And that's why I ask what I ask.
Well, who's
does it matter?
The bricks off, the random bricks off.
I think a lot of that's fake. It's fake news.
I do too.
Yeah, because that happened. There was the brick claims were going around here in New Hampshire. There was a Manchester protest scheduled that was going to be happening in downtown Manchester, and photos started going up on social media. And thank you, by the way, for the call, Nathan. I appreciate it. That photos went up on social media of, there's bricks, pallets of bricks out front of this particular bar in downtown Manchester. And so I shared that with some people that I knew were in the Manchester area. And like, all right, guys, what's going on here? And one of them wrote back saying, yeah, those have been there for weeks. It was the city of Manchester was like re-bricking one of the brick paths
bricks
or whatever.
Bricks are hard to find. But my question is does it matter?
Does what
like,
matter?
Once the protest is called a BLM protest,
mm-hmm.
right? Once the name is on it, it doesn't matter who does what at the protest. It's a BLM protest because that's the way people think. People think in groups.
Yeah, they do, and we need to stop that. So it's important for us to remind people that there are individuals who are at these protests, and all of the individuals do not have the same belief system.
Right.
They are not all destructive. They are not all there to harm others or their property. And it's important to remember that just because someone's at a Black Lives Matter event doesn't mean that they're a Marxist. It doesn't mean that they support communism or anything like that. It could simply mean that they want the police to be held accountable for their actions. That could be all. So it's important to remember to treat people individually, look at their individual actions, hold individuals accountable. If somebody set an AutoZone on fire, that's probably one person who did that. There's maybe somebody who broke a window, that's probably one person who did that. Hold those people responsible. If it turns up to be a cop, well, they won't be held responsible, but at least it'll be interesting and people should know about that. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Do we have any of the evidence at this point that the cops did any of this stuff?
The cops are denying that it was their guy that started the AutoZone break-in, but the evidence sure as hell looks like it's their guy. But why would they throw him under a bus?
Well, it's not
they
like
protect their
it's
own.
Not like looting's never happened before without police involved.
Yeah, but sometimes the cops actually start this stuff, and then the wisdom of crowds takes over. Let's go to Dana
there
in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Dana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi guys. Hi, Mark. I haven't called much since you left. I know you've been back for a while. But
I'm the glue that holds this together, Dana.
You what?
I'm the glue that holds this together.
Yes, and I told Ian, I said, no disrespect to the captain and Ian, the one time I called many, many, many moons ago. I said, but I just missed the yin and yang of Mark and Ian, and I'm just so happy you're back.
Thank you.
Okay, well, he's leaving again, Dana. Go ahead.
Okay, so here's the thing. Why is it the people that shoot their mouth off and talk with such authority are so wrong? Not just a percentage
you
wrong.
You mean Ian, don't you?
A 180. No, not Ian this time. No, he said some stuff tonight I agree with. I'm crazy
right,
about
what are you referring to?
So Ian and I are the masks. Ian and I are on the same page, but who I'm talking about is Jerome. Now, you guys may find him entertaining, but when Trump made that claim, I'm just old enough to remember thoroughly 9/11. And when Trump made that claim, that was actually published widely back during 9/11 about the Muslims cheering when the towers came down. Then when Trump made that claim a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, the media, social media, the Twitterverse, which really who cares about them, but
they do.
the Alphabet networks, they ate him up. But oh, guess what? Just like everything else, not everything Trump has said, but too much of what Trump has said actually was true. But did you hear about it? Obviously, Jerome didn't. So here's Jerome, the little puppet, and controlled by the puppet masters, and all he does is call a radio station with no original thought whatsoever, and just spewing what the networks and the print media says. I actually did the research from an academic standpoint, because when I call you guys, I try to keep my mouth shut about personal opinion. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to argue a point, I try to argue it from facts.
Nice.
Academically, I did the research. It took forever because the stuff gets buried by Google. But I did find the original stuff, different sources. So, yes, it was widely published. Trump was right, and Jerome was wrong.
You're talking about Muslims celebrating. The way people say it, it makes it sound like all Muslims. I'm sure there was some video of some radical Muslims celebrating.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't have anything. But that doesn't have anything to do with what the majority of Muslims believe or what the majority of Muslims think or what they did. Thank you, Dana, for the call tonight. They're individuals. 855-450-FREE. And the ones I've met have been pretty peaceful folks. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.